Monday afternoon, December 30th. Good afternoon. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A dense fog advisory has been extended until midnight tonight for the entire listening area. Expect visibility to be a quarter mile or less. Low visibility could make driving conditions hazardous. Icy spots will develop on untreated roads, bridges, and overpasses. If driving, slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. The oldest living U.S. president of all time has passed away. Lisa Hale has more.
Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, has passed away at 100 years old. In 2002, Carter received the Nobel Peace Prize for his diplomatic work with the Carter Center. He was also very active in building hundreds of homes for Habitat for Humanity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers released a statement that said, quote, "Former President Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect. Qualities that earned him respect and admiration from many across our country and around the world." President Carter died at his home in Plains, Georgia.
Former President Jimmy Carter left a lasting impact on Milwaukee through his work with Habitat for Humanity in 1989. Carter and his wife led a week-long project to build 6 new homes and rehab 8 others. The effort brought together thousands of volunteers and showcased the former president's commitment to affordable housing and community service. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff in honor of the passing of former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at the age of 100. The governor's order is effective immediately and ends at sunset Tuesday, January 28th. A Madison pastor says one of the children injured in a high school shooting earlier this month is recovering. Lighthouse Church senior pastor Marcio Sierra Jr. said in a social media post that the student, only identified as Sammy, is awake and conscious after being shot and critically injured in the attack at Abundant Life School earlier this month. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Sierra gave permission to publish that information he shared on Facebook. The students who were injured in the shooting have not been publicly named, and Sierra says the child's family remains very private. President-elect Donald Trump has an ambitious agenda heading into 2025, but the length of it takes time for the Senate to approve presidential nominees has gotten longer.
The U.S. Senate now takes over 6 months on average to confirm presidential nominees, a timeline that has more than doubled for recent presidents. Delays stem partly from individual senators holding nominees to extract concessions. On November 21st, Senator Ron Johnson called for streamlining confirmations. Trump has proposed using recess appointments to bypass the Senate entirely. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call shares thoughts on impaired driving. In a year-end interview, the AG said intervention and treatment can play a role in reducing OWI cases. Call said for those struggling with addiction, having interventions happen early in the process and following up to support those is likely to reduce the number of cases. The Democratic AG said the state has some good programs in place for addiction and substance use treatment. Law enforcement will be out on New Year's Eve, traditionally one of the most dangerous times for crashes involving drunk drivers. Call says he knows Wisconsin's district attorneys make appropriate charging decisions in OWI cases. The Department of Workforce Development recognized UW Health as a vets-ready employer and awarded it a gold certification in the large-size business category. UW Health initiated participation in the Wisconsin Military Medics and Corpsman program. UW Health also temporarily waives the credential and license requirements for eligible military members so they can work in civilian health care roles while getting additional medical licenses. UW Health also supports their employees who still serve in the military and those who have retired or separated from military service with a resource group. A state appeals court upheld a lower court ruling to award the group American Oversight with over $240,000 in legal fees relating to open records lawsuits against Michael Gableman. The lawsuits involved Gableman's legislature-supported investigation into allegations of fraud in the 2020 election and accusations that his office broke open records laws by not turning over the requested documents quickly. The appeals court also overturned a lower court ruling holding Gableman's office in contempt. Wisconsin residents who drive an electric vehicle should be prepared for an extra tax when using public charging stations in the new year. Among a number of other new year rule changes, there will be a new 3 cents per kilowatt tax at public charging stations, and businesses like hotels that offer EV chargers will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Transportation officials say the added tax will help provide funding for road improvement projects and estimate it will generate over $3 million in revenue next year. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.75 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 5.7 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.43 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 76 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 a gallon today. The national average is down 4.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 11.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 0.5 cents in the last week and stands at $3.47 per gallon. If promised tariffs from the incoming administration come to pass, it will likely mean higher fuel costs here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
President Donald Trump is promising tariffs on imported products from overseas as well as from our neighbors to the north and south once he takes office. How would a tariff on imported oil from Canada affect gas prices in the Midwest? Here's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Definitely the Midwest and Rockies. These are the two regions of the country that have long had stable access and pipelines that flow directly down from Canada. And that's why the Great Lakes and Rockies would be much more affected by this tariff potentially than anyone else.
DeHaan says that the increased cost of oil due to the tariffs and the added cost for refining it into fuel would be passed down to consumers here in the Midwest.
Never before have we seen basically the system that has worked, right? The status quo for decades could suddenly massively change overnight if Trump implements these massive tariffs. Having a tariff on Canadian oil, which is the primary oil we refine here in the Great Lakes, that would have a catastrophic impact on the type of oil that refineries here in our region are paying, and that's why it would be passed down to us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Without tariffs, gas prices are expected to stay below $3 per gallon for several weeks here in Wisconsin. The new year might bring higher prices on just about anything that is made in or contains parts that are made in other countries. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
There could be tariffs coming in the new year, and some Wisconsin businesses are worried. Eau Claire Outdoors sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the U.S. and elsewhere. She worries about shoppers being able to afford the brand she stocks if manufacturers increase prices.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
UW Eau Claire Economics Chair Thomas Kemp says a significant number of Wisconsin businesses would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment. That's going to impact them significantly. Or if they're a retailer that sells primarily goods and services made in China, they're going to be impacted by this.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history. That's according to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding Wisconsin residents to check their current property tax bill for the lottery and gaming credit. The credit provides direct property tax relief to qualifying taxpayers on their property tax bills displayed as reduction of property taxes due. Lottery proceeds are paid into a separate segregated state fund. This year's estimated average lottery and gaming credit on property tax bills is $213. To qualify for the lottery and gaming credit, you must be a Wisconsin resident, own a dwelling, and use it as your primary residence as of the January 1st certification date of the year the property taxes are levied, in this case, January 1st, 2024. If an owner is temporarily absent, typically for a period no longer than 6 months, the primary residence is the home where the owner returns. Principal dwelling means any dwelling the owner uses as their primary residence. You cannot claim the lottery and gaming credit on business property, rental units, vacant land, garages, or other property that is not the owner's primary residence. If a property owner is eligible for the credit as of January 1st, 2024, they should use the online portal to apply for the lottery and gaming credit. DOR will send the information to the county treasurer where the property is located or to the city treasurer if the property is located in a city that collects taxes under the state law. A property owner only needs to apply for the credit one time. Once applied, the credit will continue annually for that residence. Lottery and gaming credit information, including the online application portal, walkthrough videos, and common questions are located on the Lottery and Gaming Credit Forms page on DOR's website. As the nation prepares to ring in the new year, the U.S. Census Bureau today projected the U.S. population will reach 341,145,670 at midnight Eastern Standard Time on January 1st. This represents an increase of 2,640,171 from last January 1st and 9,696,329 from Census Day, April 1st, 2020. In January 2025, the United States is expected to experience one birth every 9 seconds and one death every 9.4 seconds. Meanwhile, net international migration is expected to add one person to the U.S. population every 23.2 seconds. The combination of births, deaths, and net international migration increases the U.S. population by one person every 21.2 seconds. The projected world population on January 1st is over 8 billion, an increase of over 71 million from New Year's Day 2024. During January 2025, 4.2 births and 2 deaths are expected worldwide every second. As the year comes to a close, the American Red Cross asked donors to give blood or platelets now. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. 4 opportunities to give will be held this week. The first will be Tuesday from 11 to 4 at the Comfort Inn in New Lisbon. The second will be held Thursday from 1 to 6 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. 2 blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to join the DNR at one of several first-day hikes scheduled at state properties on New Year's Day. Participating in a first-day hike is a healthy, refreshing way to kick off the new year. First-day hikes have a specific start time and gathering spot, providing a great introduction to winter adventuring for beginner hikers or those new to exploring Wisconsin's natural areas. Experienced hikers are invited to share their knowledge and help build the state's outdoor community. Warm clothing, hats, gloves, warm boots, or insulated hiking shoes are highly recommended. While many properties will be hosting first day hikes around the state, a Keystone anniversary celebration will take place at Mirror Lake State Park in Baraboo. Join staff at the boat launch parking lot for a brief program at 11, followed by a guided 1.5 mile hike on the Echo Rock and Cliffwood Coulee Trails. The Echo Rock Trail is a 0.3 mile universally accessible paved trail leading to a scenic overlook. From the overlook, attendees can choose to return to the parking lot or continue on to the Cliffwood Coulee Trail. Refreshments will be provided and a fire will be lit to keep people warm. First day hikes are free, but a vehicle admission pass or state trail pass may be required. For those who need a state park daily admission pass, a free one may be available at your local library. For details on first day hike events, visit the DNR events calendar. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that they will be able to target any of Wisconsin's inland trout species using artificial lures only starting January 4th through May 2nd on designated early season trout streams. Any trout caught during this time will need to be immediately released. All anglers are encouraged to continue to practice responsible catch and release and reduce their reel and handling time with the fish as much as possible. Tips on how to release your catch responsibly can be found on the DNR's Responsible Release webpage. Anglers will be able to keep the trout they catch once the general hook and line season opens on May 3rd, provided bag limits and length requirements are met. Check the guide to Wisconsin's trout fishing regulations for specifics. Anyone wishing to participate in the season will need a 2024-25 fishing license and an inland trout stamp, which are both good until March 31st and can be purchased online through Go Wild or at one of the many licensed sales locations throughout the state. April 1st, anglers will need a 2025-26 fishing license and inland trout stamp. For a look at trout streams across the state, access the Trout Tool and additional trout fishing information on the DNR's Inland Trout Fishing webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites clubs and organizations to host free fishing clinics on Winter Free Fishing Weekend, January 18th and 19th. On Free Fishing Weekend, residents and non-residents can fish most waters of the state without a fishing license or a stamp for trout or salmon. Clinic plans should include anglers with limited mobility. Many state properties and community partners have accommodations or equipment to make the outdoors accessible for all. Learn about the available accommodations at state-managed properties on the DNR's Accessible Recreation webpage and other options from partner organizations. Those planning to host a winter free fishing weekend event are asked to submit registration and materials request forms by January 8th. The clinic will be promoted and educational materials will be sent. Anglers ages 15 and under may fish without a license any day of the year. Therefore, organizers are encouraged to also welcome adults new to ice fishing. Clinic hosts are advised to consult the trout regulations when planning clinics and outings, while catch and release trout streams are included. Only artificial lures are allowed, and anglers must release all trout caught. All other fishing regulations, including bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions, remain in effect. The International Crane Foundation is calling all artists to submit their artwork for a chance to be featured on the new Texas Whooping Crane Outreach trailer. Artwork will go through two rounds of judging. The first round will be judged by staff of the International Crane Foundation. Then finalists will be posted to social media to select the winner. Winners will be announced in early 2025. The artwork must be 8x10 portrait orientation, including a whooping crane, and represent the Texas Gulf Coast whooping crane habitat. You may submit art in any two-dimensional medium, including digital illustrations. However, you may not submit AI-generated art, photos or videos, or artwork that is not your own. For complete details, go online to savingcranes.org, click on Learn and then News. The deadline for submission is January 31st. There is no minimum or maximum age to participate.